Hello guys, my name is Charity and welcome to my podcast called Charity Safe Haven. And in my podcast, I talk about nutrition and nutrition related issues. I talk about a positive lifestyle change and encourage you guys in a positive way through your mindset to try and think about starting a lifestyle change. Or if you're going through a lifestyle change journey, I encourage you to stay there and believe you will achieve your goal, because I know people, when you set to achieve something, you can achieve. When you set your mind to reach a certain goal, you will. So put lifestyle change as your goal and try to work towards it so that you can lead a happy life. Because guys, lifestyle diseases are real. I'm not threatening anyone. This is a safe space. But I'm just leading you toward knowing like lifestyle diseases are real, and that is what my podcast is all about. I want you guys to avoid such said diseases, and if you start this lifestyle journey at a young age, by the time you get older, maybe in your 50s, you will already gotten used to that particular lifestyle. Maybe you, let's say, eating healthy, exercising, just being happy, avoiding stress and all that. It will really help in the long run, because I want you guys to enjoy yourself. Because I'm sure right now you're hustling for that job, you're hustling for that money so that you can have a happy life in the future, or the future of your kids. Yeah, so I don't want you guys to use that money to put them in the resources of managing those lifestyle diseases. And if you want to know more about the lifestyle diseases, scroll down, there's an episode on awareness on lifestyle diseases. Listen to it, know those types, and know how to manage them so that it can be helpful to you. Because me, I believe prevention is better than cure. And for the lifestyle disease, there are no cures. So, yeah. So, if you're new, welcome. Welcome. Thank you for clicking. And if we've been together, thank you guys for always coming back. I know I have loyal listeners. I'm so happy and I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm grateful that you take your time to come and click and listen to my episodes. And I'm sure you learn something from them. Even if it's not helpful to you, you can pass it to other people so it can be helpful to them. And my podcast has its own page. It's called Charity Safe Haven. Guys, go to Facebook, look it up, like the page. Let's increase our family or our community. If you have any questions, because I know here in the podcast you can't reach me, head over there, ask any questions you have, and let's interact on that page. So, on today's episode, I'm going to talk about stress. Why stress? Because last week I didn't upload an episode because I was not in the mood to record. I was going through something, guys. Yes, I'm allowed to go through whatever I went through. And I didn't feel like recording or doing anything. That's when I knew I'm stressed. Like I just said, I even told my sister, I feel like some type of way. So I didn't do anything, and I know some of you noticed. Yeah, but I want to continue to be consistent, because if you miss something 1 week, you're thrown off, and then it will be hard for you to come back. So yeah, so today's episode, I chose stress because stress is part of our life. Whether we like it or not, we go through stress. We go through stressful situation. We are put through stressful position, or you just meet your stress and face it. Yeah, maybe I can be your stressor. I'm the one who's stressing you. Yeah, guys. Even human beings can be stressors, you know. Yeah, so I decided to just talk about it and help you and like enlighten you more on what stress is, because I know most of the people, especially us adults, we tend to brush things off. You might be stressed, but you just downplay it because be like, hey, to just go away on its own. So, like I usually do, I'm going to define for you guys what stress is, because I want you guys to understand what I'm talking about. So, what's stress? Stress is a feeling of emotional or physical tension. It can come from any event or thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, or nervous. You know, like you're just feeling anxious, not anxious, nervous about something, or you're frustrated. Yeah, so that feeling is stress. And then there's the biological or medical term, which is defined as an organism's total response to environmental demands or pressure. That is how your body reacts to a situation. Yeah. So that's the medical definition of stress, or a biological definition, I don't know. Yeah. And then stress results from interaction between a person and the environment that are perceived as straining or exceeding the adaptive capability, and most of the time threaten the overall well-being of someone. So you'll find that when you stress, it's as a result of something. Can I use an example of a lizard? Guys, I don't like lizard. When you see a lizard, your body's response to you seeing a lizard, it will stress you. Yeah. That's what it just means in short words. And then stress is caused by an existing stress-causing factor or a stressor. Like I mentioned earlier, I might be a stressor, you know. Like I'm the something that is causing you stress. Yeah, like for me, when I see a lizard, it causes me to be stressed. Maybe you, it's a lion. Or it's just someone you don't like and all that. They just trigger your stress. Yeah, so those are the stressors. And then you'll find that most of the people who are stressed, they're anxious or they have anxiety, and they're not the same thing. Anxiety is stress that continues after the stressor is gone. So you'll find that you'll have anxiety, or you'll be anxious when the stressor, let me say the lizard is gone, but I'm still feeling stressed. The trigger is gone, the stressor is gone, but for me, I'm still feeling anxious about, or I have anxiety about that lizard. And then most of the time, stress triggers a fight or flight response in order to manage your stressor. I know if you've been to a biology class, you know the fight and flight response, maybe in high school or in campus. We learned about this. When I see a lizard, my body will release the adrenaline that will help me like jump off or run away from the lizard, or if I see a snake, or if I see a lion. Okay, where will I see a lion? Yeah, maybe, yeah. So when you see those stressors, like your body's response to those stressors is their fight or flight response. I hope you guys have understood what stress is all about. So there are three types of stress. And the first one is acute stress. And in acute stress, this is short term and it goes away quickly. Like once the stress is gone, yeah, the stress also goes. Like it's not there. Like, let me say, slamming on the brakes, skiing down a steep slope. Like for that moment, you'll be feeling stress. And then after it's done, you stop feeling stressed because you've overcome that stressor, or you've tackled that stressor, so it goes. And it usually occurs when you're doing something new or exciting. I don't know, guys. If you've ever been to like those extreme sports, you will feel an acute stress, yeah. And then there's episodic acute stress. So this usually occurs when you have frequent episodes of acute stress, and might happen if you're often anxious or worried. Like I said, with anxiety, the stress is gone, but you're still stressed. So when you're feeling that way, you're bound to have episodes of short-term stress. Those are the acute stress that I'm talking about previously. Yeah. So episodic acute stress, I fall here because once in a while it comes and goes, it comes and goes. But it's not nice to have this episodic kind of stress, because if they become common, now they will turn to chronic stress, which is longer, like it occurs for longer period of time. You find that most of the people, they are stressed for weeks or months or the whole year. You're just stressed. It's chronic. And I told you guys, if something is chronic, it's not nice. Yeah, we talked about what chronic is. It's not nice. And if it's not managed, it may lead to health problems. Yeah. So examples of chronic stress or money problems, Yeah, everyone has money problems. So if you're born to be stressed for a long period of time, if you have money problems and you have problems piling up that require money, but you don't have the money to sort it out, and then trouble at work. Yeah, you know, work is where you always, and from morning at 9 to 5, you're at work. So if something at work is triggering your stress or your stressor, you'll have chronic stress, and it will last for more than months or weeks and all that. Yeah, so those are just the three examples of stress. So you see, guys, where you fall. Me, I've already identified myself. I fall on the episodic acute stress. Yeah, and acute stress somehow when I'm doing those extreme sports. But I don't know if I've ever experienced chronic stress. I don't know. Yeah. So you just have to check and see where you fall. And then the long-term chronic stress puts you at risk of stress-related problems. Or the health problems I was talking about earlier, health conditions, and the examples are high blood pressure, these heart diseases, diabetes, obesity, depression and anxiety, skin problems. Yeah, guys, there's some people who break out. They have acne and eczema. You just find their skin is just breaking out because they are stressed. And you'll find out that most of the problems I have mentioned, they fall under lifestyle diseases. If you have not listened to that episode, guys, go listen to it. It's very nice. Like, you learn a lot from it. And then this menstrual problem, especially for us ladies. Of course, ladies have menstrual problems. Guys can't have menstrual problems. Yeah, so you find out that when you stress, especially chronic for a long period of time, you find that it affects your menstrual cycle. It will be up, down, up, down, up, down, and all that. So those are just risk factors. Like, when you stress, it will lead to the seed problems I have mentioned. And then after that, you're going to look at the causes of stress. And the causes of stress, guys, I categorize them into different topics. Can I say topics or categories? Yeah, so I start with the work-related stress, and with work-related stress, there's long working hours. Yeah, when you have long working hours, you're bound to be stressed, especially those long hour shifts, the 12-hour shift, the 24-hour shift. Yeah, you'll be stressed. And then when you are unhappy in your job, especially if you're doing something that you don't love. You know, these days, hustle is hustle. You have to get money somehow. So if you're doing something that you're not happy, most of the time you'll be stressed because you'll not be happy. And then heavy workload or too much responsibilities. There are some companies that put a lot of pressure or a lot of workload on their employees for them to perform. And you'll find that most of the time they'll be stressed because you're doing so much at a go. And then working under dangerous conditions. Those people working in plants, factories and all that. And right now, our doctors who are working tirelessly to fight and treat the COVID-19, you know, that's a dangerous situation because you don't know if you'll acquire COVID, and we have lost some of them to that COVID. So that's a dangerous situation. Of course, most of them are stressed, and that's why they're advocating for the government to look more into it, because once you stress, it will just trickle down and it will affect you and affect your work performance. And then facing discrimination or harassment at work. I know male do face harassment, but I don't know. Like, I feel like most ladies are the one who, like, in terms of sexual harassment, maybe at work someone is harassing you, or people are discriminating against what you do. Of course, you'll feel some type of way and you'll not be happy, or you'll be stressed because you'll be overthinking. And then poor management, misuse of resources and all that. When you're working under someone who has poor management skills, or just doing their own thing, you don't even want to know. You'll be stressed because you'll have uncertainty about what will happen to the company and your job. And then the second category is life stress. Now, this occurs away from your job, like just you in your life, maybe at home or something. So the first one is death of a loved one. Very sad. When you lose someone you love dear, it puts I can't say some, it just stresses you out. And I don't think most of the people recover from a loss of a loved one. And then there's divorce. Do I need to touch on divorce? You all know, like, separation and change. Let me see, just say that, because I'm thinking once for you guys to get a divorce, maybe it's not working for you, and it's a good thing for you guys to live instead of hurting each other. And maybe if it's messing, then it's stressful, and then loss of a job. Yeah, when you lose your job, you're bound to be stressed because it's your source of income, especially if people are dependent on you for that particular income. And then getting married is a good thing. I don't know, but I am thinking it's a good thing. So I'm sure here you'll get acute stress from the preparation and making your wedding look good, and then increase financial obligation. Find out that if you're the whole or the sole breadwinner of your family, or maybe you are the older sibling and you have to take care of your younger sibling, you're bound to be stressed because everyone will be dependent on you for money. And then moving to a new home, especially if you're moving out. I remember when I moved out to Machakos, I was stressed for like a month. Maybe I had chronic stress because it was a change of environment, change of my comfort zone, but I adapted. Yay. And then maybe you're moving into, maybe you're married or something, or you're moving out, yeah, whatever. You still feel stressed. And then there's chronic illness or injury, especially those people with the lifestyle diseases. Yeah, those people with type 2 diabetes, or those people with kidney problems, you're bound to be stressed because you'd be overthinking because it's terminal, it does not end. People with cancer and all that. And injury, maybe you were in an accident and maybe your foot was amputated or your hand was amputated and all that. So you'll be feeling stressed because mobility will be hard for you. And then emotional problems such as depression, anxiety, anger, grief, guilt, low self-esteem, all this, they put a stress on you. And it's good. And all this depression, anxiety, anger, they're a root cause of most of our mental issues. Yeah. And then taking care of an elderly or sick family member, if you've been in this position where you have to take care of, maybe it's your parent or it's your sibling or it's your husband or your wife, it puts a toll on you, and it's very stressful because you've been in a stressful situation every day watching your loved ones suffer. And it's just not good. Your mental state and your stress levels will be very high. So someone has to also check on people who are caregivers to the said people. It's good. And then traumatic events such as natural disaster, maybe flooding, earthquakes, drought, famine, and all that. And then food insecurities and rape, just accidents and all that. Those are traumatic events. If they happen to someone, you will be stressed. And then the last category is the internal stress. And internal stress, it comes from you and you alone. No one, it's not external. The two, the life and the work, they come from the external environment, but this one comes from within you. And one is fear and uncertainty. Of course, you all fear the fear of the unknown. You don't know what will happen, so you'll have that fear of the unknown, and you'll have uncertainty. And for me, I hate uncertainty because I don't like not knowing what will happen. Some of us hate surprises because we want to know what to expect. So if you don't know what to expect, you'll be stressed. And then attitude and perception. Your attitude towards something, your attitude towards the job, your attitude towards someone, your perception of people also matters, because once you perceive someone not to be a good person and they're around you, they'll stress you. Once your attitude towards someone is not good, or your attitude towards yourself is not good, of course you're going to be stressed. And then there's unrealistic expectation, which we put on ourselves or we put on other people, that ends up affecting ourselves. Guys, manage your expectations. And that I'm telling myself, because I am learning how to manage my expectation. And then change. Most important in all this, change is inevitable. You will face change. Whether you like it or not, everywhere you go, there's change. And I know most of us don't like change. Yeah, I don't know why we don't like change, but we just don't like change. And when this change, we feel stressed. So those are the causes of stress. I want you guys to look and listen or read more on these causes of stress so that you know your trigger, the ones I was talking up there, like know your trigger, know what triggers you, because it will help you with the management. Because as I was reading more on it, I felt like they intertwine, like the work related stress and the life stress and the internal stress, they interrelate. Guys, listen, let me give you an example. Long working hours. Maybe your hubby or your boyfriend is always working, comes home maybe midnight or whatever, and then you are not happy. Yeah. What will you do? It will put a strain on your relationship. If you're married, it leads to divorce, change. You'll be stressed. You're working under dangerous condition. You end up losing your life. People who are dependent on you will be stressed, emotional problems, and there's change also. And poor management leading to you losing your job, and you just don't have the source of income, that is also changed. So you see that they all intertwine. So it's you to know what triggers you and how to manage them. Yeah. So we're going to look at the symptoms of stress. And with these symptoms, guys, they're just general symptoms, because I know everyone is different and we all face different triggers, or we're different in our own way. So the first one is headaches, especially tension headaches. For me, I get tension headaches. When I start to get tension headaches, I know something is wrong, because probably I'm overthinking, or my body is just in a state. And then fatigue, like you're just during the day, you are tired. I don't know if you've ever felt tired. Like you wake up during the day, you're supposed to be doing something, but you're just tired. You just want to go home and sit. And then there's difficulty sleeping. And when there's difficulty in sleeping, you're bound to be fatigued the whole day because you have not gotten a good rest. And most of the difficulty in sleeping leads to sleeping disorders such as insomnia. And with insomnia, guys, you want to sleep, you're tired, but your mind is constantly moving. So when you close your eyes, you can't sleep because your mind is just moving. You're just thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and not being able to get enough sleep. And then difficulty concentrating. Yeah, you find that most of the time someone just zoned out on you. You're talking to them, they can't concentrate. Or you yourself, you're not concentrating on anything because you're thinking too much. And then upset stomach or indigestion. You just have that feeling in your tummy. Yeah, it's not a good feeling. And then irritability. I know most of you know what irritability is, and most of you are irritable. Just out of nowhere, you just find someone is irritable that day. So you have to find the root cause of that irritability. And then eating too much or too little. Yeah, when you find yourself you're not eating well. Yeah, you find that you're overeating, binge eating on something or anything, especially comfort food. Or you're eating too little, like you'd have no appetite. Yeah, it's a sign you have to watch yourself. So guys, those are just the example of general symptoms of stress. So it's you to look over and see, maybe you're having a headache and you don't know where the headache is coming from. You are tired, you're not sleeping well, especially waking up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep. And then you're just irritable, or you're an emotional eater, you're binge eating on something. Yeah, you have to watch out. And with the symptoms, if you can't decipher them yourself, go to a healthcare practitioner and talk to them. They will help you. And then there's management of stress. So I classify them into two. There's positive management of stress, like what you're supposed to do, and is negative. So I'm going to start with the positive. So with the positive, try to find your stressor or your trigger and try to avoid them if you can. Because I know if your trigger is work related, you can't avoid your work. You have to work in order to get that dough, guys. So you can't avoid your work. Yeah, so you have to find ways to adapt to that stressor. Because if it's your colleague who is stressing you, your stressor, if there's no need for you guys to be around each other, and then don't. Because if you are around each other and then they trigger your stress, you will not be happy. Yeah, and then a psychologist was saying you keep a stress journal, like just write them down. I know most people don't like keeping journals because they say it's girly to write things down. So I know it's not girly. It's good to know your stressor, because it might be so many things. You meet very many people throughout the day, and you will not know what is triggering your stress. So it's just good to write. For me, yeah, I'm keeping a stress journal. I write whatever bothers me so that I know this person or this something is the one that is causing my trigger, and I try to avoid it if as much as I can. So let me use me as an example. When I feel stressed, because I'm not working, so I won't possibly feel the work-related stress. So for mine is life stress and the internal stress. So I use laugh therapy. Like I laugh, I love to laugh. If you've been around me, you know I love to smile and to laugh. So I just go to YouTube. There are funny videos. I just watch them and I laugh my stress away. Just after laughing, you'll feel better. Talk therapy. I have my confidants. Yeah, I can talk to them if I need to talk. Yeah, because it's no good to bottle things up. It's good to just talk to someone. And then I mentioned it earlier. I'm trying to manage my expectation, and that is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Because for me, I feel like whatever someone does something to you, it's just good to return the same energy to that person. For me, when I do something for you or to you, and I feel like you're not returning whatever I've done, I feel bad. I feel so bad, and then my expectations are what makes me stress. So I'm trying to manage them. And then apart from that, I maintain a healthy diet. I talked about what a healthy diet is, and I always talk about what a healthy diet in all my episodes. So go to episode 9 mostly, go listen to it. You'll learn a lot about healthy eating and healthy diet and all that. And then try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Very important. Sleep is very important and key. And I know it's hard if you're stressed and you're overthinking. So there are tips I got from different people as I was reading that. I don't know if you can incorporate it. Just try like for a week to see if it works for you. Yeah, exercise regularly. I always talk about exercising and working out in all my podcasts. Try it, and then get out in the sunlight. I know most of you do when you're going to work and all that. And then drink less alcohol or caffeine, especially coffee people, you're drinking coffee before you go to sleep. Of course, your mind will be full of activities and you'll not be able to sleep. And also alcohol is just a stimulant. So try close to bedtime to avoid drinking. I'm trying because for me it's a problem because I love my glass of wine. So you find that before I sleep, I love to take a glass of wine, just one glass, not a bottle. One glass of wine just to calm my nerves. But I found out it's not good. And then set a sleep schedule. And here, my sleeping schedule is when I get to bed. I'm trying as much as I can not to be on my phone, and maybe I'll watch, but I've read it's not good to watch. Just you have to be in bed and not watch or look at your phone. And then I try, like there's a girl who said she leaves her phone in another room, but for me, I'm afraid if something happens, an emergency, and you don't have your phone. Yeah, so and all my apps and sounds are in my phone, so I want my phone to be next to me. So I downloaded a sound app and a bedtime story app. Guys, don't look at me funny. I know I'm not a child, but I love bedtime stories for adults. There are some people who have good story and they have those soothing voices that puts you to sleep, because I love to sleep with the sound of someone talking. The background. So when I'm not listening to a bedtime story, I listen to sound, the sound of crickets or waterfall or ocean waves. They're just soothing until I fall asleep. Yeah, so I'm trying. The watching thing, I love laughing. I love comedy, so I watch comedy before I sleep. So I don't know, like I'm trying to also not watch before I sleep, but it's hard. And meditation, but meditation is also hard because my mind is racing, and yeah, So those are just the few tips I read and I'm trying to incorporate into my sleep schedule and help me sleep well. And then minimize your use of general caffeine and alcohol. Not per se before you sleep, but just overall. It's a lifestyle. And I tell you guys, if you drink, moderate drinking is good. And then stay socially connected so you can get or give support. You know, it's not good to withdraw, as I've read. So you just make sure you keep in touch with your friends and your family. It's good to just stay connected. Always talk to them. Because once you talk it out, it's good. It will help you, like, relieve whatever is stressing you. And then make time for rest and relaxation or self-care. Very important, guys. Find time to rest. Find your me time. Guys, find your me time. Find time to relax. If meditation is not working for you, go somewhere that is calm. If you're fortunate to be next to a lake or a beach, go to this and just sit there and listen to the waves. It's a good sound. For us who can't, we listen to them on our phones. But if you're lucky enough, it's just good to go relax away from people and just have your me time. And self-care, if I feel like, for me right now, I feel like social media is a trigger. It's triggering my stress and my stress level are high. I have deactivated my accounts and I'm not on any social media. And if you think I'm joking, look it up. You won't find me anywhere. I'm not on WhatsApp. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok. I'm not on Twitter. All my social medias have been deactivated. So I need my me time. I need to reset. Yeah. So that's how I do me. And I try to relax. I try to rest. I try to reduce my overthinking and just help me just go back to normal. And doing yoga, guys. I love doing yoga. I don't know if you guys have tried yoga from my episode of physical activity. If you have not listened to it, go listen to it, guys, please. Yeah, it's a good episode. Just yoga is a type of exercise, so I just love yoga. And another point is learn meditation techniques such as deep breathing, because in order for you to capture or learn the art of meditation, you need to know the breathing techniques. I didn't know that, guys, because meditation is hard. And if you lose concentration, you lose the whole meditation process. So it's good to learn the breathing techniques. Like maybe breathing in through your nose, out of your mouth, or through your nose and in your nose and out of your nose. So you have to know the different techniques of how to meditate properly. And if you just go in there and you don't know how to meditate, you'll not be able to meditate. It's so hard. Just to clear your mind and not think about anything, it's so hard. Yeah, so those are just examples of the positive ways to cope with stress or manage your stress if you have it. And if all these positive things aren't helping you, please, guys, go see a medical practitioner. They're psychologists, they're therapists. Go talk to them or see a doctor if you're comfortable with them. Just talk to them and explain to them what your problem is. And they'll send you to the proper person to manage you. It's good if you can't do it by yourself. Incorporate a friend or seek professional help. It's just good. And then apart from the positive, the negative ways of coping with stress. And I know most of us fall in this category because some of us don't like facing our reality. So you'll find that you run to the easy way out, which is not helpful. It's negative and detrimental to your health. So the first one is smoking. You find that someone is excessively smoking because they're stressed. Yeah. And then there's excessive drinking, smoking excessively and drinking excessively go hand in hand. There are people who smoke and drink. So in the stress, it just shoots. Yeah. And then overeating or undereating. I talked about this type of problems in my eating disorder episode. Go listen to it. But you find out that you're binge eating on someone or you're avoiding food at all. You don't have appetite. So you'll end up gaining more weight or you end up losing more weight. And then zoning out for hours in front of the TV or computer. I don't know, guys, if you've ever felt that way. Like you just zone out. Like you're watching something and then when you're back, the episode is over. And then you're like, how did that happen? No, you zoned out because you're stressed and you're overthinking. And then withdrawing from your friends, family, and every activities you normally do. For me, I suffer from this particular problem. When I feel like I'm under a lot of stress, I tend to withdraw from people. I don't want to talk to anyone. I just want to be by myself. But I've known it's not a good thing. So what I do, I withdraw, but I still keep in touch with people who are close to me. If you're not close to me, you will not know I've withdrawn. Yeah, so it's not good to withdraw and not talk to people. If you withdraw, withdraw properly. And I'm not meaning that. Oops. And then using pills or drugs to relax. Yeah, you find that most of the people, for them to relax, they go over the counter medication prescription, not necessarily prescribed by the doctor. They just go and buy over the counter medication, and I don't encourage this. That is how people get addicted to this over the counter drugs. Just if you feel some type of way and you feel like whatever I've mentioned is not helping, you go seek professional help. And then sleeping too much, yeah, so you find that when you stress, some of us, because you withdraw, you end up spending so much time in bed and sleeping because you don't want to talk to anyone. And then procrastinating. My other major problem, I'm a procrastinator, and I'm not ashamed to say. Like, I push things ahead. Like, something you can just do in 10 minutes, you push it and push it and push it until last minute. And then now you end up being stressed because you have to beat the deadline. And then filling up every minute of the day to avoid facing your problem. Yeah, there's some people who are workaholic because they don't want. Maybe someone has a problem at home. Maybe a nagging wife or a nagging husband. Or you just have problems with your girlfriend or something. So I find that most of the people, they tend to work. You fill your schedule every day, so that you don't have to face that problem. Yeah, so it's just not good. Face your problem, because the first step is facing and admitting you have a problem. So face your problem and know how to work your way. Like I said, you can't avoid your stress. There's some stresses that you can't avoid. So it's better you face them and deal with them so that you can be able to adapt and work over it. And then taking out your stress on other people. So most of the people who fill up their schedule, like they just overwork. They tend to bottle up things. And I'm not... let me just enter for that gender. Okay, najua nime translate directly. Kuingilia. The male gender. Male gender don't like expressing their feelings. And it's a known fact. I was listening to mental health. I think it was on a Monday. There was a guy who has a support group on dads or men so that they have an avenue to vent and release their frustration, because most men don't like to talk. Or I think society has programmed them not to express their emotions. So even that most of the day... Chai! Hey, guys, dime. Most of the time, they don't say out what they feel or talk to their stressor or try to face the problem. So they end up bottling. So I find out that ladies will lash, they'll get angry, have angry outbursts. Men, they have physical violence. I find that a man is beating up someone just to relieve that stress. Yeah, there are boxing classes for men to just go and be aggressive on the punching bag so that you don't beat someone up. Yeah, so it's no good to bottle up emotions when you feel them. Just feel. Encourage people to feel, because I'm also learning to feel. When someone disappoints you, feel it. When something is stressing you, you have your stress journal. Look at what is stressing you. If you can avoid them, well and good. If you can't avoid them, face them and work through it. It's really helpful. It's really good. And there are psychologists, there are therapists, there are medical practitioners who have been to school and they have learned through talking people through stressful situation. So if you feel like you can't do it on your own, go look them up and seek medical or professional help. Let me say that, yeah. So guys, that's today's episode. I've talked too much until my tongue is giving out, guys. But you all understand I'm mother tongue influence. I'm at home, so yeah. I'm allowed to shrub once in a while. Yeah, so I hope you guys will enjoy, or you have enjoyed this episode, because I've also enjoyed making it. It's actually good and helpful to me, because it's also helping me like cope with my own stress. Yeah, so guys, head over to my Facebook page, like it, and let's continue this conversation there, because I feel it's so important. You know, anything to do with mental health, you'll find me there, because for me, I advocate on good mental health. Yeah, so guys, until next time, bye.